Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope. And good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Morning.
So before we went on the air, we were thinking about a topic, a theme to kind of converse about. And we came up with like growth and change. Right? If we're going to grow, it requires some sort of change. And what does all that entail? And we thought maybe an appropriate scripture to accompany that, which is probably quite familiar to our listening audience, and that's the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. We're all, I think, somewhat familiar with that, but chapter 3, beginning of verse 1 in Ecclesiastes, reads as, "There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every matter under heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart and a time to sew together, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." I guess there's always a time for something, right? Everything under the sun, as the words of wisdom would say. So, any initial thoughts on that? You get this feeling from this little pericope in Ecclesiastes. There's just these rhythms, right? These seasons. And, you know, living in the great state of Michigan, we're familiar with the it used to be four seasons. Now I'm not really sure. We seem to blend into certain things, but we'll stick with four seasons. Right? You think about those four seasons, right? We want to get ready for winter, so you kind of tune up the snowblower and, get the blade on the truck.
Ready for change.
Yeah, you're preparing for change.
Yep.
Now, if you had just moved to Michigan and it's your first winter, there might be a little anxiety with that, right? You've never driven in the snow or on ice, and all right. And so sometimes, change has these little moments of anxiety, right?
Are we sure what to expect when there's changes to be made?
Yeah, right? I mean, I think, when we talk about the seasons of our life, right? Whether that be, you've got all the stages of growth within the human, all right, from infancy to childhood, right, adolescence, young adult, mature adult, elderly, right, all those type of things. And I don't know about you, in my lifetime, I think each of those little seasons, there's a period of adaptation within that. Never been here before. Again, that can produce some anxieties and what have you, but if there's going to be growth, if there's going to be change, then there has to be a time for that.
There'll be a lot of time to try and figure out, there's been changes in my life the past 6 months and how I deal with it. And this passage in I don't even know how to say
Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, very difficult for me.
Yeah, it is.
But it has put me in perspective of kind of how to deal with it and what to expect. And to me, it's very important at this point.
Yeah, and there's really no light without darkness.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't want to get too much like into the yin and yang type thing, but Ecclesiastes kind of runs that way. Right?
I understand what you're going through.
Yeah, there's...
This kind of helps myself personally get through that by understanding that, God's always going to be there for you. You got to have the faith to give it to Him. And He'll show you the way.
Yeah.
You got to be able to relinquish your anxiety. and say, give it to him and he'll work it out for you.
Yeah, and I like the way you say that, because sometimes whatever we're going through, we can think of growth from a positive perspective, right? We're still in February, so it's, I'm sure there's plenty of people that haven't quite given up on their New Year's resolutions yet.
Right.
And so maybe we're anticipating weight loss, or, you know, greater stamina, or maybe it's an attitude. Those can all be positive changes. But, you know, when you read Ecclesiastes, there's also a season for the not so positive, right? The suffering, the sorrow, the sadness within what we call human existence. And those we may not handle as well as we do when we're motivated and encouraged for a positive change.
Well, like this says, you know, by understanding what he's saying in Ecclesiastes, is that understanding the process is both good and bad in life experiences. I mean, it's difficult to do, but sure makes me feel better by understanding what he's trying to tell me here. That, you know, change is coming. Your pain is not the end of yourself. I mean, it's not the end. That new things are going to happen.
Well, there is kind of this progression, right? If we want to grow, then we're going to have to change.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of what we were talking about before we went on the air. And change can produce some anxieties. Never done that, right? Haven't been here before. Whatever that change is, well, that could be a weight loss thing. You know, it could be, a death in a relationship, right? Whether that be through divorce or just natural death and things like that. The death of a position of employment, these type of things. And, you know, that anxiety, that sense of fear of the unknown, haven't been here before. In itself then can create loss, right? And loss can be painful.
Yeah.
And we're talking here, if you're kind of going through an addiction, right? If you want to become clean and sober, well then whatever your substance of choice was, that's got to be put to death. And you have to mourn that, right? That sense of loss, it has to, you know, there's a time to mourn, there's a time to weep, right? Ecclesiastes, yeah, that's part of it. And with that comes pain, and we have to kind of suffer through that pain, that moment. And Paul and Peter both talk about that, you know, suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint. But we persevere. I think what we take out of all this is our perseverance always has to be grounded that I'm being accompanied through it, in it, around it, with God.
This, you know, the end of this little passage says, however chronic life feels to you today, that you're not alone. You're going to take a minute to consider one area of your life that feels out of control right now. Surrender your changed circumstances to God and allow him to comfort you with his unchanging presence. That is real deep for me. That gives me all kinds of hope and opportunities.
It can also be scary, right? Yeah. I mean, to relinquish control.
Yep.
I mean, we really, is that where a lot of our stress and frustration comes from? We're trying to control everything and, I'm chilling. Like, upside the head, you know, here's a news flash. You're not in control.
Yeah.
And the real spiritual challenge is, how can we embrace our powerlessness? And I think you're absolutely right there, David. I mean, the way we embrace that is we surrender it. Mm-hmm. You know, we let that go. How about either one of you? We got a few more minutes. You got anything you want to add? You know, your own personal experience?
I think you got to find balance. Balance and consistency. You know?
I mean,
I think it goes back to, you can't just go to him when it's bad. You got to be there when it's good, too. There's always something every day to be thankful for, you know, whether you know, your ups, your downs, you know, your sours, your pains you go through. I mean, look at, you know, it's a part of your journey, you know. I could definitely relate. Not just being here at the Neighbor's Hope, but having, you know, to be around the guys, seeing them come out of their shell, you know, seeing that growth, you know, it inspires me.
And you're right. I mean, that's where, you know, Ecclesiastes has it. You know, there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a time for the good, there's a time for the painful stuff, right? And that's just, if you read that whole thing, that's kind of what life is. We've got these rhythms, these seasons, and to know that God's in all of it. You know, what I like to say is life is a lot like Clint Eastwood, right? It's good, it's bad, it's ugly. Two-thirds of it are not that well. I think we spend a lot of time trying to control things so that it's all good. And in doing, we're actually negating what it truly means to be human, right? That they're, you know, how do you handle, right? I mean, it's Super Bowl season, right? And, you know, I heard Patrick Mahomes say, hey, you know, adversity is what we count on. Because, you know, how do you respond to adversity is what strengthens you. Okay, great. That works for an NFL quarterback. That's pretty good wisdom I think anybody can use in any everyday life, right? How do you handle adversity? How do you handle the negative, the ugly and the bad stuff? We're back to these seasons, you know. And I think, you know, like David was saying, somehow in the midst of the storm, we got to know that God's still holding my hand. And I can let go of the rudder. And trying to steer this thing and let God just take me, right? And before you know it, you come out of it and you've kind of grown a little bit. And I'm sure as we go through the negative, that's precisely what develops a certain character. And then, like Paul says, character produces hope and hope doesn't disappoint. You have anything you would like to add there?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, being in my 50s now and
you're take, old.
Yeah. Learning a lot of life's lessons up to this point, thinking you have it all figured out and you're missing something, even though you don't think you are. And then going through the program here, realizing there's some things missing in thinking you have a good relationship with your wife and you realize that things happen and didn't know that there was a lot of negative things going on. So I guess that goes for about other topics and subjects in life as well, with work and other factors you think's just fine. And come to find out, maybe it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a, like hidden or unforeseen things in life that I think we take for granted and we forget about, and that comes around. And obviously I'm learning more about the scripture and being part of the program here, and that helps me. And then having the brotherhood with all the rest around, you know, that helps as well. But some don't have that. They
right.
don't have
that's true.
They don't have the camaraderie, the relationships, and they might have had it one time. So all the combination of different things, and the losses, and you know, everything. It's just there has to be a better thing to happen in your life.
Yeah,
finding it through Jesus. You know, I think that's where it is. You know, you give up hope, and you know. Grab the Bible if you have a certain scripture that helps you. There's, I know with the newer ones, they list things for different things that are going on in your life. You have trouble
right,
with different
yeah.
relationships, yeah. things. They say this is the scripture for that. You know, maybe something to investigate yeah. in the internet or with the priest or whatever,
mm-hmm.
a minister or your church or something.
Yeah.
So that's all I have.
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate all of your insights and sharing this morning on this episode of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.